Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Words of Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So once again, another blessed day in Christ Jesus on this blessed Wednesday. For others of you in other parts of the world, maybe Thursday morning or Thursday evening, but it doesn't matter what part of the day it is, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And we thank God for you listening, lending a listening ear as we give you the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I'm going to be joined by my brother Robert Gross in a few minutes. And once again, while we await on him, I just want to take this time to thank God for this opportunity to present the Word of God, present the Word of truth for those of you that's listening to stand on the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, for what He's doing in this day and time. Amen. And He's doing it, people. And He's doing it in the hearts that are willing. Preparing His people. He is preparing the people to be His when He had come at His coming. Amen. And once again, He's doing it in the hearts of those who are willing, okay? A willing heart, a heart that's willing to submit to Him. God is doing things in that heart and preparing it for the return of Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Remember, your will has a big role to play. Oh, yeah. It has a big role to play in what God does, okay? And, you know, many of us have put up, quote, the petition to say, Lord, use me for your glory. But sometimes we really are not willing. We're, as the Word of God said, you know, with our lips we honor Him, but our heart is far from Him. And therefore, it's easy to utter lip service, but the heart service, that's the greatest thing. And, Lord, we have to pray, so Lord, cleanse my heart. Help my heart to be right with you. Amen. That's what we need. Because we are in a time and an hour, people, I'm telling you, that there are things yet ahead that we're going to face as a nation and as the body of Christ. There are going to be more testings. And amen. And so all that you said in church service, Jesus, the head of my life, He's number one and all that, is going to be proven. Okay. And this is going to be on a personal level. This is not a thing where you're going to be able to look to people to, quote, bring you through. This is going to have to be a personal testimony, okay, you know, of a true fact. This testing is not only going to be corporately, it's going to be personal. It's going to be individual. Because overall, when it comes down to it, just like on the day of judgment, it's going to be you and God. Not you and a bunch of people at the same time, you and God, and you're going to be judged. Well, the trials has to be personal. It has to be individual, okay? Yes, we'll be tried collectively as the body of Christ, but then there are going to be trial tests of an individual nature that you may truly stand on what you say you believe, okay? That's going to happen. Praise be to God. That's going to happen. And I see it now because so many people, quote, among the body I see some of them that have a lack of interest in learning, or even a lack of interest in just advancing spiritually in Christ. And many times it makes my heart heavy, disappointed, you know, to see this. And many of them actually think just because they're saved, that's it. You know, nothing else needs to be done. I don't need to learn nothing. I don't need to grow. I don't need to advance spiritually. I don't need to do none of that. And many carry that mentality, okay? And it's going to be a sad day for many who carry that mentality because, once again, if you carry that mentality, it's not going to stop the test from coming. And the dangerous thing about it is that you may turn around and just altogether turn away from the Lord. Well, I'm just being straight and real with you and plain, okay? That's the dangerous side of it. And I'm telling you, your enemy, Satan, is very cunning. And if you're not careful, he will have you doing things against God. It's very important, people, that we set forth to learn the word. It's very important to grow, okay? God wants his people to advance spiritually. He wants them to grow spiritually, okay, in Christ. That's the will of God, okay? I mean, if you want to say, well, I want to say God will for me to grow. Scripture supports it, okay? Tell us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He wants us to grow. God does not want you to remain babes forever, okay? Just like in the natural state, when you have a child, you don't look for that child to remain a baby forever. If after 20 years, that child's still looking like a baby just like he was when you first were born, and I'm talking about physically, you know something is wrong. That's abnormality. Something is wrong, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the same thing in the spirit. Some of God's people have been in Christ 20, 25 years, and still they are babe. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm just being honest. And part of it is the lack of teaching. But the other part, to be honest with you, that we don't share as much is that the lack of interest. I mean, don't want to know. You know, if you don't want to learn the word of God, guess what? You ain't going to come to service on time. You're not going to come to Bible study on time. You ain't going to try to learn nothing when you're in Bible study. All that's going to happen when you lack interest. Amen? When you lack interest. You know, just like when you had someone, I know many of you can remember when you were coming up to school. There were some people in school, they never did graduate. And when you look at them, you saw the attitude they carry. Some of the guys try to be harder than life and didn't really put forth no effort to learn. Amen. Didn't put forth no effort to learn. Now, I'm going to get ready to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you today?
Oh, man. Once again, another blessed day. Excited, brother, to throw some more knots on that devil. God used you yesterday, and his knees are hurting. And I like that. He can't walk straight. It's hard for him to think, and he just paining all over. Thing about it is he can't find no remedy.
That's right.
One of the greatest things I love about it. He can't find no remedy to ease the pain.
Amen.
So I said, keep dropping it on him, brother. Keep dropping
Amen.
It on him. Amen. Glory to God. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Another gold opportunity.
Amen.
And for those of you who are listening tonight, once again, we're on Christian Science, Heaven and Hell Part 3. Tonight, my brother is going to share with you from the Word of God that heaven is a place. Now, he has shared with you that hell, as we look at Part 1 and 2 that we did, and I want to encourage you all, for first-time listeners, hey, after you listen to this tonight, go back and listen to Part 1 or 2 and the other episodes before that. Blog Talk Radio does record it, that you may be caught up to speed. And so our brother shared with us, especially in Part 2, that heaven is a place. Now you say, well, why did he have to share such a thing? Well, we're talking about Christian Science, and who founded is Mary Baker Eddy, who's credited with it, and Christian scientists teach that the sinner man makes his own hell by doing evil, and the saint makes his own heaven by doing right. Now, instead of just calling out a play, they said that this heaven and hell is made by the person based on what they do, okay? At the same time, if you study Christian Science, you will find out much of what they talk about, they contradict themselves, okay? For example, as I pointed out yesterday, they said that the sinner man makes his own hell by doing evil. But yet, when you get them to talk about evil, they say evil is an illusion. So therefore, how can he, if evil is an illusion, how can he make a hell by doing evil if you say evil is an illusion? Illusion is something that's not real. So once again, when you go to studying what they teach and believe on different subjects and aspects of life, you will find them contradicting their own selves, okay? Amen.
Amen.
So this is why, another reason why we're doing on this series tonight, because we want you, man, I ain't comfortable being this thing. Well, God has gotten you to listen to us here on the Blog Talk Radio. And then there's others of you who say, you know, I've been approached by some to join. I don't know. I'm not kind of indecisive. I don't know what they really believe. They seem like nice people. Hey, they call themselves Christian Scientists, okay? Well, I want you to understand this. Everything that had the word Christian and God and Jesus doesn't necessarily mean it is of God. So you're listening tonight because God had blessed us so that you may hear the truth. Amen. And so those of you that are Christians that are listening, you know, God is giving you the word tonight that you may know how to minister to them and to be careful of what they bring, because they definitely is bringing a doctrine that is not of God to diminish the deity and existence of Christ. And to one more person I want to say to, that is to you that's listening that is not saved. God had brought this to me yesterday, how that such teachings as this can keep you away from Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord. Because once again, the devil don't want you to believe in the deity of Christ, nor his existence, okay, to stop you short from receiving Christ as Lord. Amen. So I'm going to let my brother open up in prayer, and we're going to go ahead and dive into the lesson tonight. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in your mighty name, Lord God, Father, as we come before your holy righteous face, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We know you, Lord God, that you are our Lord, that you are our Savior, that you are the one, oh Lord God, that leads, guides, directs us, Lord God, in all truth. You are the revealer, Lord God, of your word, Lord God. You give understanding, you give light, you give illumination. We thank you, Father, for all of these perfect gifts, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Father, bless all the listeners today, Lord Jesus, and unbind them, Lord Jesus, as we unbind them, Lord God, today. Lord God, for you say, whatsoever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose. Father, we loose their ears, their eyes, they may hear, see, and understand your word, in Jesus Christ's name. Send your angels, Lord God, to all the listeners, Lord God. Hallelujah. And bless them, Lord Jesus, with understanding and illumination in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, abide upon them in Jesus Christ's
name.
In
the name of Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word, for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your gospel, hallelujah, of life. Liberty, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power. Hallelujah. And of saving. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb.
Glory to the
Thank
Lamb.
You, Lord Jesus. We give you honor, praise, and glory. And we do that. Honor, Lord God, because you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I was sensing as you were praying, brother, and I was at work today, praying glory to God. And the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me about praising him. Glory
Hallelujah.
To As you was praying the prayer of praise, the Spirit of the Lord was touching me. Hallelujah. Our victory is in our praise and our faith in Christ. And, you know, God is wanting to open doors. And my brother will call back in because his call just dropped. And I know that Satan wanted to run all this interference, but we're going to praise God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, what our eyes have yet to see and our ears have yet to hear, we are thanking you, God, for what you're doing even behind the scenes and how you're opening doors that no man can shut, Lord God. How you're causing this word and this message to go out to the ears of those who haven't heard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our cry and our intercessions and supplications. And, Lord, we want to thank you for hearing our petitions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just answering them in Jesus' almighty name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that devil can't stop it, brother. He can't stop it. Glory to God. He can't stop it. I know he tried, but he can't. Glory to Boshana the Boshay. He can't stop it. Hallelujah. He don't want no doors to open, but doors are opening right now in the name of Jesus. People of God, here tonight, praise God. Lift up your word and give him glory. Magnify him. Oh, I know it looks tough, and I know you feel kind of funny, and I know some of you feel discouraged and disappointed right now, but in the name of Jesus, he's still God. Praise him and give him glory, and watch the doors open before you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Glory to the Lamb.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see those being healed right now by praising God, lifting up their voice and giving him glory. You didn't try everything else. You didn't try the medicine. You tried all kind of other stuff. God said, if you just open your mouth and give me glory, open your mouth and give me praise. I'd have caused that sickness to move right now in the name of Jesus. I'd caused that pain to go. Hallelujah. The devil been trying to stop your praise and having you in bad news and having you all upset and having people bringing bad news to you. But in the name of Jesus, if you would just open your mouth and praise God, open your mouth and give him glory and watch the power of the Almighty come upon you in the name of Jesus. Watch that. Feel that pain go. Glory to the Lord Jesus. Feel that pain leave right now. That high blood pressure, watch it be restored to normal right now. Glory. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes has to go right now. It can't stand in the presence of God when there's praise going forth. It has to leave. Glory to God. In the back right now, you got to go. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. You got to leave. You got to get out of here in the name of Jesus. You got to turn loose the people of God. You got to turn loose of that back. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. The Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The spine right now, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the spine right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Every sharp pain from the back of the neck down to the lower back, I command you to go. I command you to flee. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command the vision to be restored to the eyes. Anyone that's having a problem with their vision, in the name of Jesus, we praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We lift you up before the Lamb and we say, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Vision return right now. Vision return right now in the name of Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To the living God.
To the Lamb.
Glory. Glory is the Lamb. Lamb of all glory. The living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He just was dealing with me at work, brother, as I was praying. And the Spirit of the Lord was telling me about praising him. Said, praise me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God for this night and brother, what you're about to bring forth today. We want to thank God for the ears that it's going to touch and the hearts that it's going to touch and the eyes that it's going to open. We just thank God in the name of Jesus that this word, God is going to have you to give tonight. Hallelujah. It's going to break bondages right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory
thank
to the
you,
Lamb.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God
you,
for the word of God tonight. Once again, we are on Christian Science, Heaven and Hell, Part 3. Once again, my brother shared with you in Parts 1 and 2. Part 1, he gave a foundation. Part 2, he let you know that hell is real through the word of God. And tonight he's going to let you know that heaven is real through the word of God. And as he said before, the reason why we're bringing this up is that Christian Science is teaching people. Don't think they just holding this stuff to themselves now. Let's get that straight. They're not just sitting around in a camp room, campfire, and just talking this stuff to one another. They're going out and they're teaching this stuff to people. They're teaching this stuff to souls, okay? They're leading souls astray. And we as Christians, glory, my God, we sitting in all of our conscience. We sitting at home not doing nothing and thinking that God is pleased when we're not doing the work for the Lord. He's not pleased with it. He said the blood of this generation will be required at the hands of those that profess the name of Christ. So why you sitting up on your thumbs or on your hands and you thinking that, oh, I'm a child of God, I'm good, and you ain't doing no work for the Lord, you're going to be held responsible for your work in your day and time. Hallelujah. So now they're teaching people. And basically they saying, hey, if you're a sinner, you make your own hell by doing evil, okay? If you're a saint, you make your own heaven by doing right. But once again, if you're claiming that everything is an illusion, how can they do it? So my brother's going to come with the word of God to show you that heaven is a place. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
Jesus, for your word. I'd like to go to Matthew, the 4th chapter, 17th verse.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
Verse.
For those of you that are listening, if you have your Bibles with you, you know, we ask that you turn with us. You know, we're not trying to hide anything. This is why my brother's been giving you scriptures here, and he called the scriptures out. So we don't call these out to tell you, say, hey, don't you look, just listen to us read. You know, we're not doing like the Roman Catholic did in the days earlier, okay? We want you to put your eyes on it too, okay? And if you that are listening don't have a Bible, hey, just give us your undivided attention and listen along. And I want to encourage you, hey, go buy your Bible, amen? If you ain't got one, go buy you one. If you borrow one, go ahead, but you need to hear this word, okay? Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And the word of God says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, listen to that, what Jesus said, okay? And he said, the word said that Jesus began to preach. So in that time, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How could the kingdom of heaven be at hand if it's not real, or if it's just in your mind, okay? Clearly, the Lord is talking about a place, okay, a real place, all right? So he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. Okay, go to the 5th chapter of Matthew. That's the same Matthew, 5th chapter. And we're going to start at the 3rd verse.
Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 3. And the word of God says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth.
Okay, now, brothers and sisters, do you notice that the Lord keep mentioning, blessed are you, okay? And he tell you about your reward is going to be in heaven, okay? Why do you keep saying that if it's not a real place, okay?
Amen.
How can somebody reward you with something, okay, that's not real, okay? Okay, if you're rewarding yourself with this, why did Jesus say, I'm going to reward you with this? Huh? Huh?
Amen.
Does that make sense? Make sense to you, okay?
Yeah.
That somebody was, oh, you make your own heaven. You make your own hell, right? But
yeah.
But Jesus stand right here, clearly saying that I'm going to reward you, okay? Or the Father's
Amen.
Going to reward you with these things in heaven, okay? What
Amen.
Do you remember the Lord's Prayer? What does the Lord's Prayer say? It says,
Our
Father,
Amen.
Hallowed be thy name, okay? So you praying to who in heaven? In heaven. That's a place, in heaven, okay?
Amen.
Why didn't you say in mind? Why did Jesus say in your mind, in your imagination, what's the word she used, okay, to describe, creating things in your own mind, okay? And whatever you make, that's what it is, okay? In other words, telling you, you creating heaven. You creating God.
Right.
Whatever you think is God is God. That's what they telling you, okay? Which makes no kind of sense.
Right.
But people buy this, and they swallow it hook, line, and sinker, all the way down to their belly, okay? And the
Amen.
Devil says, oh, I'm going to rip you good.
Amen.
Follow that big lie like that, man. I say you must be a donkey. you're gonna swallow a lie that big, you know? It's telling everybody that they live in a world of illusion, that there's nothing real. And when you go to the I was talking about going to the laundry mat, going to the laundry mat, washing your clothes, you know, getting up, using the washroom, all those things, okay?
Amen.
I guess we haven't got a pandemic either, do we? it's not really happening, okay? That's just a figment of our imagination. Somebody thought that up, okay? It seems like all of us is sharing this one thing. It's the donut.
My Lord.
And the devil is so smart because he knows that the reason why people accept these lies is because they are trying to find any way so they won't have to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay?
Amen.
They're trying to find any way. You know, I don't care how crazy it sounds. I take that, you know, over Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in all that holy roller stuff. I don't believe in all that heaven stuff. I don't believe in all that stuff because it appeals to the flesh. It appeals to the mind of man. It appeals to who else? The world. They love these things, okay? And because you were walking around under a cloud saying, hey, nothing's really real. Nothing. Well, what would that do to certain minds? If you told me, for instance, there's nothing real, What I'm going to be likely to do, I might be a crazy person, right? You know, I may be a person that's got loose rocks, okay? And then I might say, hey, since nothing really matters and I'm not real, they're not real, why don't I go out and kill everybody? But that's what the do you know that's what serial killers think? Serial killers think that there's nothing real. You're not real. I'm ripping your flesh. I'm killing you. I'm destroying you. But you're not real.
Right.
You're not real to them, or you just a you just like she's saying, material. You're not really real. So that's why a lot of serial killers do the things that they do, because they don't have feelings, they don't have emotions, okay? And they believe and because they can't feel anything, they believe nothing's real. That's how they function.
Yeah.
So they do anything they can to try to get some kind of feeling. They murder people. They strangle people. And they do all these things because they trying to get some kind of feeling, okay? Because they don't have any emotions at all, okay? And when they're killing you, they don't care. It don't bother them at all, okay? It don't hurt them at all. And this is the thing that it even scares them sometimes, okay, that they don't have no emotions.
Yeah.
I did all of that, and I don't have no emotions about it. I don't care one way or another about it. I could have been putting on my shoes. It means just that much to me, okay, you know. And see, that's the way they think, okay. But that's the way Satan thinks too, okay. But Satan knows better. But what Satan is doing it because he wants a lot of people to join him in hell. That's right, okay? Satan wants plenty of company. So if
Amen.
You believe what he's saying, okay, you're going to be there with him, okay? Okay.
Amen.
Now, you just read the fifth chapter of Matthew, right? They talk about heaven.
Right.
How many times you mentioned heaven? How many times Jesus mentioned heaven in the fourth, and you will hear Jesus talking about heaven because it's a real place, okay?
Amen.
And by the way, Jesus Christ was real too.
Amen. Amen.
Which is
Amen.
The most important thing, and he did die for your sins, and he rose from the dead, okay?
Amen.
That's Jesus, okay?
Hallelujah.
The scriptures also said, go to Psalms 103.
Psalms 103.
19th to the 22nd verse.
Everyone, we're going to the 103rd Psalms. 19th to, you said the 22nd?
Yeah.
19th to the 22nd verse. Psalms 103, verses 19 to verse 22. And the Word of God says, the Lord hath prepared his in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Okay. Now, you hear, do you hear all these verbs and nouns in these four verses? Do you hear
Amen.
That? Huh? That means that's real, okay?
Amen.
That means it is a place,
Amen.
Okay? The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and
yes,
his
sir.
Kingdom ruleth over all. Okay? I mean, everybody is under God's rulership. You may not want to be, but you are. You could try to deny
Amen.
It, but you are. And then it goes on to say in the 20th verse, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. So then he's mentioning the angels. Well, are these figments of your imagination or my imagination? Did I create the angels? Huh?
No.
Did I do that? No, I didn't do that. The Lord did that, okay? He's mentioning
Amen.
Real beings, okay? real spirit beings. 21. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts. What hosts? All the angels in heaven, ye ministers of his. What ministers? He talking about his, all those who are men and women, okay, of his, okay, they are his ministers. We are his ministers. When we speak
Amen.
His word, okay, we are his ministers, okay? They
Amen.
Do his pleasure. Bless the Lord all his works in all places. In all what? Places? Of his dominion? What? What is dominion?
Amen.
I mean, you gotta be a place where you have dominion over, right? Come on.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord on my soul. Okay? Bless the Lord on my soul. Why are you blessing the Lord? Because he's real, because you're real, because if you don't do what the Lord says, you're gonna go to hell. Okay?
Yeah.
And because if you don't serve him, there's only one other place. It's either heaven or hell.
Amen.
There's no in-between place. There's no limbo place, okay?
Amen.
There's no place where you go and stand in between, okay, and say, I'll wait a little while right here until I catch up with things. That ain't how God works. That God don't play around like that, okay? He made one place, heaven and hell.
Amen.
And hell is such a serious place that God gave this woman, what's her name?
Oh, Mary Baker Eddy.
Mary Kay Baxter. He gave Mary Kay
Baxter. Oh, Mary
Baxter.
Okay, man. Okay.
Yeah, the revelation of hell. Okay, why did he give her the revelation of hell? Because people think hell is you got all these religions now that's Jehovah's Witnesses, all of them is saying that there's no such thing as hell. We don't believe in no hell. How could you not believe in hell that Jesus said that there was a hell? Oh,
Amen.
He was just talking off the top of his head. He was just trying to liken something to something, you know. Jesus was just liking something to something else. Okay, that's why he mentioned hell. Okay, hell, but hell is not a real place. But hell is a real place, okay? Like Jesus said,
Amen.
He said, and the rich man, he lifted up his eyes in hell.
Amen.
He lifted up his eyes in hell. That means that's a real place, okay?
Hallelujah.
Because it's a place where you go when you die in your sins. And there's a place where you go when you die in the Lord, okay? And if you ain't died in the Lord properly, okay, well, you know where you're going to go. And there ain't nothing but one other place for you to go, okay? Well, you may not like the scriptures, okay, but even David knew back then in the Old Testament time that God's throne, hallelujah, that he ruled from his throne and that his throne was in heaven, in the heavens, okay?
Amen.
How far do you know where the heavens is that the Lord is talking about? You can't even get there. There's no way you can get there. You can't get there by plane. You can't get there by plane. You can't get there by bus. You can't get there by jet. You can't get there by rocket. You can't get there by no means. Where God is, you can't get there, okay, because God's heaven is far above everything, okay, and there's no way you can't even get there, okay, because it's like light years away from us. Where we are now, okay? You know, if we tried to travel where God is, okay, and we're talking about going to the planets, God is beyond there.
Amen.
We're talking about the planets, right? It'll take us this many years to get to Mars. You ain't going to – that's right. And God is showing you something right there, okay? But, see, people never take these things that they get in science and use them correctly, okay? When God is showing you something, okay, all these light years and stuff like that, God is up there, but you will never see him, okay, because where he is, you cannot be unless you know him, okay? And he could be here in the flash of a, in the flash of a light, right? He could be here just like that, right? You know,
amen.
He can appear right here, right now, okay? It don't matter that it's light years away from here. It doesn't matter, okay?
Amen.
And we don't understand these things, okay? And so we think everything is science. Everything ain't science, okay? God created everything, okay? He created your little minds, okay, that even think up these little hypotheses that they come up with. You know, they come up with these different hypotheses of what they believe. Oh, I believe this, I believe that. Well, you better be believing in what the Lord Jesus Christ said in his book, okay? All right, let's go to where we at here. Psalms 11 and 4. Psalms 11, verse 4.
Psalms chapter 11, verse 4, for those of you that are listening. Psalms chapter 11, verse 4, the word of God said, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in the heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men.
Okay. How could the Lord be in something if there is nothing to be in?
Amen.
He said he's in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. God ain't got no eyes, do he? Huh?
Oh, yes, he definitely do. Amen.
Yes, that's established that God got eyes, okay? We got eyes.
Amen. Amen.
Wouldn't God have eyes?
Amen.
He says, eyelids try the children of men. That his eyelids try to tune the men. Lord, try you, okay? And you are tried. All of us are tried every day, okay? And do you know that the Lord's spirit is so gracious and so merciful that he's seeking after you every day? That's our greatest mercy is, okay? And he's with a still small voice. If you would just listen, you would hear that still small voice of the Lord, okay? That still small voice, okay? That you can't hear, okay, above a whisper. It sounds like a little whisper, okay? But it's so loud, okay? If you listen, it's so loud. That still small voice of the Lord is so loud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And it's a little voice, but it's so loud. And if you would just hear that voice of the Lord Jesus and come unto him, okay, and believe in him with all your might, with all your soul, with all your spirit, hallelujah, and be saved, hallelujah. Jesus said you must be born again, hallelujah.
Yeah.
There ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. If he say you must be born again, that means that's a real thing too.
Yeah.
Salvation is real. You must be born again. Okay? That's what he told Nicodemus. Didn't he tell Nicodemus that? You must be born again. Why did he tell him that? Because Nicodemus wanted to be on the right side.
Right.
He heard the thing that Jesus was saying about the kingdom of heaven. And he said, what is this you're talking about, the kingdom of heaven, that a man must be born again? How can a man be born again? Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Lord said, marvel not that I said to you that you must be born again, okay? Hallelujah. Because you see the wind, and you hear the wind. I mean, you hear the wind, but you don't see the wind, right? But the wind blows wherever it wants to blow, right? That's like that's the way we are born again. We don't know. All we know that we believed in God. We believe the word of God. And according to our faith, we are saved. Okay? And that's how you are saved. Okay? And from that point on, okay, we go on to serve the Lord. And the Lord reveals to you little by little, okay, the thing that you must do to come closer to him, to come closer to the kingdom of heaven, okay? So you have to, when you come to the Lord has a plan, and the Lord don't reveal all his plan to you at no one time, okay? It ain't just coming to the Lord. It's coming to the Lord, and it's continually coming to the Lord, okay? All right? Do you understand that?
Amen. Amen.
Because you're working on your salvation, okay? Because you are tried in this flesh, okay? And so you got to make a decision every day to follow after Christ. I'm talking to you saved believers, okay? You people that are saved, that know Christ. I'm talking to you. You got to make the decision every day to follow after Christ, to be an overcomer, okay? Like Paul was an overcomer, like Peter was an overcomer, like the apostles of old was overcomers. You have to become an overcomer too. What am I saying? I'm saying we got to do things the way the Bible tells us we have to do things, okay? And we can't afford to say, hey, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. We're going to drop this. We're going to drop that. We don't believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's too hard. Of course it's too hard for you. You flesh and blood.
Yeah.
But when you get the Spirit of God, you can, okay, walk in this word. Okay?
Amen.
You can be an overcomer in Christ, okay, according to Romans 8 chapter. Overcome
Amen.
What? Overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Amen.
Overcome all these religions, false religions, okay? Overcome all this witchcraft. Don't you know that while I'm speaking now to you, people that are called witches are sending curses out into the air, okay?
Amen.
They are sending curses out into the air, and they are cursing God's people.
Amen.
And these witches, they fast. These witches, they actually fast. You don't believe that, do you? Well, you better believe it.
Amen.
Because they ain't playing. They serious, okay? And they know that their kingdom, okay, is against our kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, okay? They represent the kingdom of the devil. We represent the kingdom of Satan. But we are doing nothing. Like my brother just said a little while ago, we're doing nothing. You think you could sit
Amen.
There? My brother, I'm talking to you now. All you that are saved, okay?
Yeah.
Don't you know that blood is going to be required at your hands? The blood of this generation is going to be required at your hands because you did not do, okay? Because you did not go, because you did not work in the vineyard of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You're in trouble. And you don't know how much trouble you're in. That's why this word is going forth. And if you're hearing this word today, you are in trouble. Okay? And you got to make a decision today whether you're going to follow Jesus wholly or you're going to believe what men says, what your flesh says, what the devil says, and what the world says. Because all those are liars. You a liar. Satan's a liar.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The world's a liar. Okay?
Yeah.
And so if you go, you have to go the way Jesus told you, every man is a liar. Let every man be a liar. Let my word be true. My word is true. He said not one dot, not one tittle will fall from my word, but all things that I've said will come to pass. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. Jesus said that. He said it's easier for the heavens to fall. It's easier for the earth to foundation of the earth to fail. Okay? But my word will never fail. Not one drop. One dot, not one tittle will fall. okay, for my word. My word will be fulfilled, okay? And see, we don't understand that, okay, brothers and sisters, okay? Forgive me for getting off on this preaching, okay? But I got to say this to you, okay? Because you won't make it. You won't make it through the mark of the beast that's coming. You won't make it through the thing that's coming because death is coming for you. And you got to be able to stand against death. Death is coming,
right,
brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Persecution is coming, brothers and sisters. Okay, it's coming for you. It's going to show you where you stand. And if you ain't already put on the whole armor of God, and if you ain't bearing your armor before Satan, Satan is going to take you apart, okay?
Yeah.
And let's plant your feet in the faith of the Almighty God and set your feet upon that rock. That rock is Jesus, okay? And that you and that you are founded upon Jesus and his word, you will not be able to stand. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
To the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's all I have to say about the kingdom of heaven, okay? But it's much more. It's much more. But people of God, wake up. You better read that 25th chapter of Matthew and understand that Jesus was serious and he was talking about those virgins. Five was wise and five was foolish. Five went with him and five did not, okay? And those that did not go with him, they was left out.
Yeah.
And they went to another place because they was left out. Because they didn't obey what God told them to do, okay? And they didn't do it in a timely fashion, okay? The Lord is moving, okay? And now is the end of time, okay? This is the end.
Hallelujah.
Been in, okay? And so you got to move quickly because Satan knows that his time is short. And he will destroy all that he can. Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's sending something for you. He's sending something for you. And if you don't get in the gear that God wants you to get in, okay? If you don't get in that gear, kick into that gear, you know, and then, you know, and move forward in the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost, the spirit and power of God. Hallelujah. If you don't move forward in that spirit and power and you don't get these things that you need to get, you won't be able to stand.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, most you're definitely right on that. I pray all of you been listening, I pray that you really tune in, you know, put an ear to what my brother is saying here because it is very true. We're coming with the word of God because we're concerned about your soul. Okay? We're concerned about your soul. You hear us on Blog Talk Radio. We're coming with the word of God. And this is something that Satan doesn't like, people, okay? So don't think we just be sitting around and got nothing else to do and just come up and start saying something on this radio broadcast. But we're coming with you in mind, your soul, amen? Very important.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I thank God for my brother who laid it down to show unto you that heaven is a place. And Lord, say the same tomorrow. I want to give y'all the heads up of what we're going to be dealing with tomorrow. We still be on Christian Science, but this time it's dealing with prayer. And from the word of God, we're going to answer some questions.
Amen.
Especially three of them. One of them is going to be, is it okay to pray to God? The next question going to be is there something wrong with audible prayer? Now, for those of you that don't know what I mean by audible prayer, is you saying something in prayer. And the third one is, audible prayer, or is inaudible prayer more effectual? Now, some of you say, well, okay, now why are you asking these questions? Because once again, in Christian Science, concerning, for example, the question, is it okay to pray to God? Mary Baker Eddy, who is credited being founder of Christian Science,
She says, quote, prayer to a personal God hinders spiritual growth. That's kind of statement right there to make you go, okay. Then she goes on to say, in one instance, about audible versus inaudible prayer, she says that she has no, and they're teaching that, she says, I have no objection to audible prayer, but inaudible is more effectual. Okay, so in other words, she said, by you just being, she believed in what is called silent prayer. Okay, she believed in a silent prayer. So from the Word of God, these questions are going to be answered. Okay, you know, do God want you just sitting there, and not saying nothing? Is that the part of the prayer he talking about, or do you need to utter some words out your mouth? Okay, so we go get into that, and once again, people, we're doing this that you may know the truth. Okay, this is why we're doing this.
Amen.
Once again, we're not trying to come on Blog Talk Radio trying to be glamorous. Okay, and many of you don't understand that. Satan, and I'm not trying to glorify the devil, but he comes at us when we do stuff like this. I mean, we're not just sitting around just filling our thumbs, okay? That's why we thank God for the prayer of the saints who be praying for us, because we need
Amen.
The prayer. Any two times you revealing stuff like this that Satan has been using to have a stronghold on people for years, and here you is coming with the truth and talking about some, hey, man, ain't no such thing that the Word of God say this. He gets furious, okay, because all what he had established is in danger. It's in danger now because he gets scared when that soul listens to you, give them the Word of God. If that soul just starts contemplating on it, he gets scared. Why? Because now they're at a point where they can make a decision to say, I don't want no more of this Christian Science. I don't want no more
Amen.
Of this cult. And so now he's like, oh, no. My hope on there for years could be broken. So he gets mad. He gets very furious, okay? And once
Amen.
Again, me and Brother Robert, Brother Leader, we're not the only Christians doing this. There are other Christians in the vineyard reporting and giving the gospel of some deep things that Satan has had
Amen.
On people. And Satan is coming at them too, okay? So once again, for those of y'all listening to it, this is not no walk in the park. Y'all hear us come on, but my God, we have to pray before we get on this broadcast, okay? We have to get ready because you at a war. Yeah, Satan
Amen.
Has been defeated. We know that. But your enemy is not laying down, okay?
Amen.
Even though he's been whooped, he's not laying down, okay? So you're in a war. So I want to say that to those of you who may have been going on missionary work, you done got some doors slammed in your face, and you say you ain't going out there no more. I want you to know that this going to happen. But listen, you're going to reach some people. I understand about the door being slammed. You know, nobody like doors slamming their face, but I'm here to tell you, if you're taking that gospel out there and the devil see you coming, to somebody's house he's been having a stronghold on, of course he's going to put in their mind, hey, slam that door. You don't want to listen to all this stuff. They're going to slam the door in your face, you know. It won't care. So, you know, some people, brother, get discouraged. I ain't going out there no more. Why? Hey, man, those people don't want to hear me. Well, some of them don't want to hear you. That's true. Okay? There's going to be some door slamming going on. That's going to happen. Okay? But don't let that discourage you, because there is going to be some souls that you're going to reach, okay?
Amen.
But we got to go through the test at first. So, yeah, I know people. I know it don't feel good. I understand that, okay? Like I said, nobody wants that type of wind coming in their face. But that's what happens when you're carrying the gospel and the devil get a hold on people who listen to him to say, hey, you don't want to hear that stuff they coming with. Get them out your yard. Make them not come back.
Amen.
I know. Slam the door in their face. Spit in their face. Talk about them, you know. And, hey, if you do a good enough job, perhaps they won't go to no other house. That's the devil's plan right there,
know. So we can all sit at home, and when the Lord said, "I want you to go," Lord, I ain't going out there. Why that? Man, my nose hurt from last time. Dude, slammed in my face. So, you know, that's what the devil, you know, that's how the devil work on people, on believers, to keep us from going back out, because we had a, quote, a disappointing day, as they say, and we Amen. Got out there. But it wasn't as disappointing as you think, because, see, God saw you put the effort. And I wasn't intending to say this, but I must say this now. God saw you put in the effort to step out. I want to encourage you, okay?
Amen.
You may have went out. You may have been speaking the word, and it seemed like nobody listened. Some of them mocked and made fun of you, you know, called you crazy. Some of them probably even threw stuff at you, okay? Don't let that discourage you from keep going out. Keep going out, I'm telling you. You're going
Amen.
To hit. You're going to make a hit. You're going to, I'm telling you, there are souls that are looking at you. They might not be speaking up. They might have been the ones
Amen.
Among the crowd who saw you getting hit with those eggs and lettuce and all that stuff, and they didn't say nothing.
Amen.
But they look to see, is he going to come back out again? Because here's the thing with them. If they see you go in and never come back out, then they're going to start thinking, ah, he went for real. But if they see you come out, I encourage many Christians, get the book called Christian Martyrs of the World. Because there were people who saw some Christians being burned alive, and they got saved just by seeing that. Why? Because they
Amen.
Saw that it didn't break their faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know. You it's the some of the unlikely things that people think that say, hey, ain't nobody going to get saved off that. That God will cause a heart to be saved. To see you burning at a stake, you would be thinking, people say, man, I ain't saving no Jesus. Look what they did. They got burnt up for doing like that. But there were some people. I encourage y'all, get the book, Christian Martyrs of the World. There were some people, when they saw the faith of those believers who was being burnt at the stake, some of them got saved.
Yep. Yep.
They got saved.
Yep. Yep.
So I don't know who you are listening to this broadcast, and you may be feeling discouraged because you went out, and like I said, you got doors slammed in your face. Folks talk about you, call you crazy. They even say you was a Jehovah Witness and started. You saw the curtains moving in the house, and the door never did open because you know they probably jumping over sofas and stuff. Because you know we did it when we was growing up. We thought a Jehovah Witness was coming. We jumped over the sofas and stuff. That's what we did, and we tried to hide, okay? And you're feeling discouraged, and you feel like, hey, shoot, I ain't going back out there. Hey, maybe you had some brothers and sisters say, hey, we're going on missionary work next weekend. You just turned around and walked off because you thinking, ain't talking to me because I ain't going out there. Don't be discouraged. That's something Satan wants, okay? Continue to go and take that word out. Continue to preach the gospel. You're going to make a hit. I'm telling you. You're going to make a hit. You're going to hit. Just do it. Just do it.
Amen.
It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I'm going to let my brother come forth with this prayer, and he's going to pray whatever God put in his heart. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Brother, I tell you what,
Amen.
It's been another blessed broadcast. It just encharged my spirit, brother. It
Amen.
It gave me to get up and go. That's what it gave
Amen.
Me, to get up and go. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to
How
God.
That energy to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
and
you,
it's
Jesus.
The word of God. So, brother, go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless all the listeners, Lord God. Lord God, bless the sinners, Lord Jesus, that are listening to this, Lord God. The unbelievers that are listening to this, Lord Jesus. And the believers in Christ, Lord God, that are stuck in one place, oh Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus, to read your word, to understand that these things that we are saying, oh Lord God, that they are your word, Lord Jesus, and they will set you free if you believe in them,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, that they will be broken, they will be broken loose from the bondage of the enemy, from the power of the enemy, Lord God, that they,
yes, Lord.
The cage is broken, Lord God, that the stronghold of the enemy, that his grip will be broken off of them, if they believe in your word, oh, Lord God, because he got no other choice but to let them go. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when they start to
believe
in the word. Hallelujah. Because the faith of the Lord God will set them free. Thank you, Jesus. Break the bands, break the bonds, break the cords, break the yokes, break the bondage, oh Lord God. Break, Lord Jesus, the serpents, the wires,
yes,
the hairs, the webs, oh Lord God. Break the curses, Lord God, the generational curses, Lord God, of unbelief, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
break
Lord,
the curses,
Jesus.
Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This lying spirit, oh Lord God, that's talking to them in their ears. Break it,
yes,
oh Lord God. Religious spirit, Lord God, off your people, Lord God, and deliver your people out of the hands of the adversary in Jesus Christ's name, Lord God. As we stand in the gap, make up the hedge, intercede in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, let deliverance come, Lord Jesus, to your people, Lord God. Let deliverance come, Lord God. Hallelujah, to Chicago. Let deliverance come, Lord God, to the world, to the nations of the earth, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your deliverance come, Lord God, and set them free, Lord God. Break their bondage in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name by the spirit and power of the gospel of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's able to save to the uttermost in Jesus Christ's holy righteous
yes,
name.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for another blessed broadcast today. Oh, glory to God. Like I said, it did something for my spirit. And Lord, say the
thank
same
you.
Tomorrow night, Thursday, same time, 7 o'clock. Lord, say the same. We continue on with Christian Science prayer. Prayer. This should be very interesting. Amen. Glory to God. So we
amen.
Thank God for all
you
listening. And, brother, I did get a text from one of the sisters. We'll be getting a call after we get off the broadcast. And so, therefore,
okay.
Praise be God. So, once again, we thank God for all you in listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you.